It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Good morning, everybody, from Lincoln Northeast High School, Lincoln, Nebraska. It's time for the final high school basketball game of the season on Sunny 101.3. Today, it is the Auburn Bulldogs, ranked number 3 in the state, or 4 in the state, coming into this tournament, taking on the team that was ranked number 1 in the state coming into the tournament, the Ogallala squad, the Ogallala Indians. They came into the tournament undefeated. They lost the semifinal yesterday. So today we play for third place here at Lincoln Northeast High School. Randy Gatula alongside Randy. We can't pass this up. Before the basketball game gets underway, we've been watching the Battle of the Bands. This has been exciting.
Yeah, funniest thing I've seen in a while. Both bands came in and set up. The Auburn band was here on the Ogallala side. Then in comes the Ogallala band. They all got bunched up in the corner. Then the band directors had to sort them out. They finally decided to walk the Auburn kids across the gym floor. They went all the way up into the back row. Then they came back down and decided to set up down in the front next to the other fans. Meanwhile, Ogallala's following them down the stairs, and they're set up down to our left. We've got two bands here. I think right now the band directors are taking roll call, make sure they didn't lose a couple of freshman trumpet players in all the mix-up.
They will have no air to blow the horns with, I'm sure.
I haven't seen anything like that in a while, but we're going to have plenty of band music for us to compete with here today.
We take our excitement where we can get it at the basketball tournament. Well, we had a chance to visit with Auburn coach Jim Weeks earlier today. We'll talk to him after this timeout on Sunny 101.3.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Nemaha County Hospital is proud to congratulate its CEO, Marty Fadig, on being named one of Becker's 2025 Critical Access Hospital Presidents and CEOs to Know. This national recognition highlights rural health leaders who demonstrate strong vision, dedication to patient care, and excellence in strengthening local health care services. With more than two decades of leadership at Nemaha County Hospital, Marty's commitment to quality, community, and innovation has helped ensure patients receive quality care every time.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Score some points on them because they're so tough to stop inside.
Things
aren't going to get any easier today with the Ogallala Indians. We'll take a break right here and come back and talk about today's game right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you. Just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
Hello, this is Brent Meyer with Meyer Arp Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer for over 20 years. Meyer Arp would like to wish good luck to all area schools and athletes. If you are in need of a newer used vehicle or service, check us out at MeyerCars.com. With low overhead and no dock fees, means you will get a great deal every time. One thing that still stands true is Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. So remember MeyerCars.com, where you will get more mileage from your money every time.
See Meyer Herb Chevrolet in Auburn today.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
School head basketball coach Jim Weeks. Coach, today things don't get any easier. You've got the Ogallala Indians. Now, they were undefeated coming into this tournament until Douglas County West upset them yesterday, so they're not going to be in a good mood.
Yeah, well, kind of curious to see how they're going to prepare for this. You know, we worked hard to prepare for this game. We spent a lot of time watching film after our game. We got our guys' heads right, so we're going to be ready to play well, and we're going to play for each other and send our seniors off with a great, great effort.
Coach, you mentioned your seniors. Now, we talked about your seniors a little bit on Thursday's show, but this is our last chance to recognize them on the air for all they've given to your program. Talk a little bit, if you would, about each of them.
I think you saw what Wenzel did yesterday in the first half. You know, he had 21 yesterday, and he's kind of led us the whole way. He's just been our spark plug. He's been our leader. He's our dog. He's a tough dude, and he's put in tons of time outside of practice to be really good. So he's you know, if you look at his stature, he gets a lot done for his size. And so if you match him a guy his size, he's going to smoke him. I mean, he's just that tough of a kid, and he's been a great leader. Creighton Keeling, you know, Creighton Keeling left for a summer, went to Glenwood, and then came back, and we're sure glad we have him. He's just been an absolute rock star, the best offensive rebounder in C1. He's great. And he always plays their best defender, and just a lockdown tough dog as well. And then Carson Levine, who has earned this position. He worked really hard in the last 2 years to get this spot. And coming in the year, we didn't know where we were going to be, and he's just locked that down. He's been a great shooter, and you've seen it in several games where he's kind of separates and gives us a spark that we need, and he's been tremendous.
You know, Coach, I did several of your games this year. One of them sticks in mind. The one night Wenzel wasn't having all that big of a night. Carson Levine stepped up, and everything he threw up there was going in for three, so he really had that ability to pick the rest of the team up.
Yeah, and you know, and then we got their young kids are hungry and really talented. If they can have the same mindset as these seniors, we have a chance to have it in the next couple of years be really, really good.
Coach, as you reflect back on this season, you are 25-2 coming into this morning's ball game. Another great year, another successful season. Just your thoughts overall.
Yeah, I think if someone said, hey, you're going to be 25-2 or 25-1 playing in the state semi, would you take that? I'd sign up for that every year. So I think the kids have been tremendous. You know, we lost the Plattsmouth game early in the year, and the kids really responded well to that, and they won 21 straight games. So nothing but but a lot of high praise for these guys.
All right. Well, congrats on another great season. We really appreciate the time you take to visit with us in these pregame shows. So good luck today.
Yeah, I appreciate you doing our games, too. That means a lot. A lot of people get to listen, and I hear from a lot of people what a great job you do, Randy. So thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Coach. That's Jim Weeks, the head basketball coach at Auburn High School. We'll take another two-minute break here. Be back with a look at the starting lineups after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
El Portel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City offer amazing Mexican food with the freshest ingredients, plus tasty drinks all served with a fast and friendly service. El Portel strives to provide the best south of the border experience to all guests in a family atmosphere. Make your next meal a fiesta at El Portel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City.
When looking for a bank in southeast Nebraska, the best is right off Highway 75 at Auburn State Bank. From that first savings account to retirement IRA, we've got the services that allow you to bank with us for life. Looking for that loan to secure a new home? No need to go anywhere else. We've got you covered. We're Auburn's hometown bank. Our decisions are made right here in Nemaha County by folks who know your name and care about your future. Auburn State Bank. Locally owned. Local solutions. Lifelong service.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Whether you're fixing up the house, building something new, or finally tackling that weekend project, your hometown go-to is Sack Lumber in Auburn. From tools and hardware to painting supplies and expert advice, the team at Sack Lumber is here to help you do it yourself and do it right. Stop by 1916 West Central Avenue or give them a call at 402-274-3121. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 8 to noon. Sack Lumber in Auburn. Your project starts here.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back at Lincoln Northeast High School, we are getting set for the Class C1 third place matchup between the Auburn Bulldogs and the Ogallala Indians. Our presenting sponsor for the action on Sunny 101.3 today is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. They're building more than projects. They are building community.
John, also helping to present this morning's broadcast of state basketball are River Valley Memorials in Auburn, Meyer Arp Chevrolet, State Farm Insurance of Auburn and Tecumseh, that's Blaine Behringer, State Farm Agent, El Portel Mexican Restaurants of Auburn and Nebraska City, as well as the Auburn State Bank and Zach Lumber in Auburn. Say thanks to those folks if you enjoyed this coverage of state tournament basketball. John, let's take a look at the starting lineups for this morning's matchup. Again, this is the third-place game in the Class C1 of the state tournament. First of all, for the Ogallala Indians, upset yesterday. They are 26-1 on the season. They'll go with Lincoln Gillen. Gillen is a 5'10 junior, averaging 10 points per ballgame. Also, Ryland Gilmore. Gilmore is senior at 6'3", 11.5 points per game. Keaton Kane is a 6'3 senior, 12 points per contest. Tanner DeCastro. DeCastro, the big man, he is 6'8 and a junior, averaging 16 points per contest. And Sawyer Smith rounds out the starting five. He's a 6'3 senior, averaging 22 points per ball game. The Indians, as we said, 26-1. They're coached by head coach Carter Brown. Starting lineup for your Auburn Bulldogs, 25-2 on the season after that loss to Ashland Greenwood yesterday. Coach Jim Weeks will go with Ryan Gunther. Gunther, a sophomore at 6'2", came into the tournament averaging 14 points per ballgame. Carson Levine, a senior at 6'3", 8 points per contest. Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel, a senior, 5'11", averaging 13 points per game. Creighton Keeling, another senior at 6'1", averaging 5.9 points per game. And Brian Palmer. Palmer, 6'6", and just a sophomore, in double digits, averaging 10.2 points per contest. The Bulldogs, coached by Coach Jim Weeks. 25-2 for the Bulldogs, 26-1 for the Ogallala Indians. And, John, we've got a couple of teams that are used to winning ball games.
They certainly are. We'll be finishing up the year between them with 15.
bad. Not bad at all. They've had a couple of dandy seasons, both of these. You know, it was really fun visiting. You heard during the pregame show with Jim Weeks the respect and admiration that he has for the seniors on this basketball team. There's just three of them, but they've been such a key part. And he's quick also, though, to recognize the younger players, a couple of sophomores here that have stepped up in Ryan Gunther and Brian Palmer. They've been the heart of the inside game for the Bulldogs all season long, and he's quick to recognize that.
Yeah, they've had a terrific year, and I'll count on those youngsters to lead them here next few years again.
I think we've got time for a break here, John. They're introducing all the starters. Let's take a one-minute timeout. We'll be back with more state tournament basketball after this one-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Nemaha County Hospital is proud to congratulate its CEO, Marty Fadig, on being named one of Becker's 2025 Critical Access Hospital Presidents at CEOs to Know. This national recognition highlights rural health leaders who demonstrate strong vision, dedication to patient care, and excellence in strengthening local health care services. With more than two decades of leadership at Nemaha County Hospital, Marty's commitment to quality, community, and innovation has helped ensure patients receive quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here at Lincoln Northeast High School. Kirk Gilman is our producer-engineer for this morning's presentation of state tournament basketball. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Community Medical Center in Fall City, by Nemaha County Hospital, American Family Insurance, Brent Harsin Agent, and by Auburn Insurance Services. All of those helping to present this morning's broadcast from here in Lincoln.
Well, the two teams have been introduced. The starters are introduced. The non-starters are introduced. Here comes the handshake at midcourt, and we'll be ready to tip it off here.
You know, John, some people wonder, why do they play the third-place games? I'll tell you, these kids are fired up for it. And on the line, they've got a couple of real nice trophies out here. These teams, third and fourth place, go home with trophies. All the kids get medals. And, of course, all the people stay in Lincoln one more night at the motels and the restaurants.
They certainly do that.
A good turnout here. A lot of folks in red across the way. The student body is here from Auburn High School. The band in behind them. And a lot of parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles. And then you got the guys like Bob Ingles that just love a lot of good basketball all sitting across from us over here. Had the introduction now of the starters. I don't think we're having a national anthem. They had that before the first game of this session. So the Ogallala Indians come out at center court. Tanner DeCastro will be jumping it up. He's 6'8". Bulldogs still huddled around Coach Jim Weeks getting their final instructions. Let's see how these kids come out, how they react to it. Neither team used to losing, and that's what happened yesterday. We're ready to get underway, and here to call your first quarter of play-by-play is Sunny 101.3's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. It'll be Tanner DeCastro in the center circle, jumping up against Brian Palmer of the Auburn Bulldogs. Auburn will go left to right here in the first half as we look at it today from the west side of the gym here at Lincoln Northeast.
DeCastro doesn't look that much taller than Palmer to me, but they got him listed at 6'8".
Well,
standing on a phone book that day?
I don't know. What are we waiting on here? Clock is set.
Yeah, everybody was out here lined up and ready to go. Then the official, yeah, they're ready to.
Well, while we're waiting, I can't tell you, Class D2, Guardian Angel Central Catholic picked up third place hardware. They beat last year's state champion St. Mary's.
Here we go, John.
The other way around, 57-47. So St. Mary's third place, and here's the tip, and it's going to be controlled by the Bulldogs eventually after two or three tips. And to the front court comes the Auburn Bulldogs on the right side wing, holding the ball. Now they move it back into the middle. With it will be Ryan Gunther. Gunther moves down the right side, hands the ball off again. lot of good defense here as they're playing tight man-to-man. We've got a whistle underneath here on the side. And it's going to go on.
And foul going to be called on Tanner DeCastro. On DeCastro, that is his first team foul number one.
All right, we'll line it up on the near side, front of the Ogallala bench.
Ogallala fans standing in front of us here waiting for that first basket.
All right, bring it back court to Brent Wenzel. Senior will bring it up the left side. Man-to-man defense here by the Indians. Wenzel stops top of the key off the left side to Gunther. Gunther, left side, hands it over there. And now Keeling back to Gunther to Wenzel, thinking about it. He's got the big man on top of him out on the top of the key. And now Gunther again, swinging left side, down to 15 on the shot clock. Moving around to the top, Carson Levine. Levine to Gunther, inside out. Wenzel fakes the three, now moves over, steps, fires a three, misses it. Gunther the rebound, the put back off the glass. No, but a whistle and a foul. A second foul called here on the Indians on the first Bulldog possession.
Now, Ryan Gunther got that rebound, and on the putback drew the foul. The foul is going to be on Sawyer Smith, John. On Sawyer, that's his first personal. Team foul number two already on Oklahoma, and we haven't even played a minute.
All right. Free throw on the way. Up and good for Ryan Gunther.
Gunther is 61% free throw shooter on the season.
Gunther had 18-12 in the tournament so far. Up and got them both, switched them home. And Auburn is up by a score of 2-0. To the front court of the basketball for the first time come the Ogallala Indians in the hands of point guard Rylan Gilmore. Down on the right side, nearly too far to Gillen. Now they go inside to Sawyer Smith. He's their main scorer, and outside for three, no good by Gillen. Rebound finds its way back to Gillen. They go underneath. They've got a man wide open. Bulldogs lost Ethan Kane, and he puts it up, and we're tied at two in the early going. Full court pressure now by the Ogallala Indians. Bring the ball into the backcourt. Gunther up the floor quickly to the front. Three-pointer Levine on the iron. It won't go, and the rebound brought down by Sawyer Smith.
John, apparently the Ogallala fans stand throughout the entire game here. This is going to be interesting.
Go down and beat some of them up.
Yeah.
We come the other way. DeCastro working in. Fall away on the rim. No. Rebound to the Bulldogs. To Palmer. Braylon with the rebound, and we've got a ball knocked out of bounds by the Indians. Bulldog basketball on the baseline. It's full court pressure. And now inbounding will be Gunther. Gunther looks, brings the ball in to Brent Wenzel. He'll pass it forward now to Carson Levine. Levine trapped in court, and the ball is off the Bulldogs out of bounds. Turnover by Auburn. Now, what? Sub in? The Bulldog, Blake Swanson, 6'3 sophomore, checks into the contest. To the front with the basketball comes Eden Kane. Kane will work the ball off, and the ball now with it is Smith. Smith, left side of the circle, works the free throw line, out to DeCastro for three, in and out, no. Rebound batted around, comes down to Creighton Keeling for the Bulldog. Keeling to the front court, hands it off, leaves it out for Wenzel on the right side. A lot of contact all the way to the baseline. Hooks the pass in the middle. Gunther can't connect. Got it, fell off his hand. It goes to Palmer, and traveling recalled against the Bulldogs.
Palmer was triple teamed in the lane there, John. Just no place to dribble, no place to put your feet down. Hey, John, the band's moving again.
Oh, my. Goodness sake. Oh, well.
Love it.
They are a touring band, you know.
Yeah.
Coming the other way, DeCastro hands it off down front. Smith at the free throw line, fakes the shot. Back for a three-pointer up and good for Lincoln Gillen. And it will be an Indians lead now by a score of 5-2 as they take their first lead of the day. Auburn underneath to Palmer on the right side block. Trying to back in, double team, gets it to Gunther, now to the right side to Swanson, back into Palmer, goes up, shot blocked partially, got up on the rim, and it fell to the right instead of the left, and it will be Palmer at the free throw line to shoot a pair.
Foul's going to be on Sawyer Smith, that's his second personal already. At the free throw line, Brian Palmer, a 41% free throw shooter.
Ran off to a fast start yesterday with 9 first quarter points, can't connect here. 5:03 to go, opening period here at Lincoln Northeast High School. Second free throw coming for the Auburn sophomore here. Now he's up the ball from the official. On the way up, and good. And we've got a 5-3 ball game now.
Carson Levine back into the ball game now for the Bulldogs. He'll come in and replace Swanson, who was in there momentarily.
Ogallala basketball. DeCastro will put it in play. Get the ball forward to Ryan Gilmore. Gilmore looks. Free throw line extended. Right. Stop. Gives the ball off. Smith. And he'll pass it out of there to Gillen. He'll shoot for three. He'll miss. And a third rebound already for Palmer. He'll get it away to Gunther. Ahead up the floor. Now back to Gunther. Wenzel. Take it to the corner with the pass. Down there, Keeley. They try to go into Palmer. It's stolen away. Good defense that time by Ogallala. The steal made by Gilmore. He fires to the end of the floor. Three ball on the way up. Left side, no good by Gillen again. They tip the offensive rebound out. Smith will shoot it and hit it for about 16 feet. Smith and his first bucket make her score 8-3. Auburn to the front, up the floor. Keeley gets the ball away underneath. Back across, Palmer goes to Wenzel in the paint, looking for someone to give it to. Back out to the top, it's loose, picked up. Wenzel fires left side, inside to Palmer, left side block. Back and in, on to Castro, goes up, short on the shot, got his own rebound, is able to tip it out to his teammate, but they can't connect, and the ball goes out of bounds on the sideline.
3:53 to play here in the first quarter in Lincoln Northeast, 8-3. Ogallala leading the Auburn Bulldogs.
So the Bulldogs back on defense now. Lined up man-to-man today. Coming to the front court with it. Smith, left side, free throw line extended. Gives the ball back out to the top now to Kane. Shot on the way. Who made it? Randy didn't see it.
That was Kane that got that one. Eden Kane.
I knew he had the ball. It's 11-3 now. Was that a three-pointer?
Yes, it was.
Okay. I can't see it down there. Somebody got in my way. Imagine that. So a three-pointer there, and now it's an eight-point advantage for them. And the Bulldogs answer at the other end on a Wenzel ball. Brent has first triple of the day, and it is now 11-5. Left side to Castro. Holding it. Bulldog is knocked to the floor, and there's three ball on the way. Up Wenzel the rebound off the miss by Kane. Wenzel up the right side. Double team got away. Keeps on going. Baseline. Hooks the pass into the middle to Palmer. They don't make connections, and here comes a front pass up the middle to Castro. Stolen away, and a tackle by the Indians.
John, that last basket was an alley-oop to Ryan Gunther down here, and then Gunther laid it off the glass
all
for
right.
two. John's at a disadvantage. We've got the Ogallala fans standing in front of our table, and it's difficult to see the four over the top of them. Apparently, they're going to stand throughout the entire ball game. I was hoping it was just until the first bucket. But
they got a lot of sitting to do on the way home.
Yeah, the foul on DeCastro, his second, so he's got two, and Sawyer Smith has two now for the Indians.
The Bulldogs will inbound the ball up the floor. Wendell crosses midcourt, leaves it off there for Gunther. Gunther moving left side. The middle, between the circles, back over left side, three ball on the way off the rim, no good by Levine, and the rebound comes down to the Indians. Smith will bring it up the floor. He's got Keeley on him all the way to the basket with the left hand. It rolls off, no good. Wenzel the rebound. He splits two defenders on the run the other way. He bounces it ahead. Defender flies by, two fly by, and the shot still rejected, put up there by Creighton Keeley. Here come the Indians on the run. Kane with the basketball. He stops. He'll give the ball away to Smith on the right side. He powered his way into the lane, throws it up short, no good. And our first foul today against the Auburn Bulldogs is called.
Foul's going to be on Creighton Keeling. On Keeling, his first, team foul number one. And it'll be a shooting foul at the free throw line to shoot two. It'll be, I think, a Sawyer Smith.
Sawyer Smith, yep. 2:02 to go here, opening period, and the free throw is good.
That's not a surprise because he's a 78% free throw shooter.
Into the game comes Cy Lowry, a 6'8 junior.
Twin Towers in there. They got a pair of 6'8s.
Free throw no good. Palmer with the rebound. He's helped getting rid of it. The ball, as he passes it, is kicked by the Indians. That'll be Bulldog ball out of bounds on the baseline here. Gunther to Trigger. Guarding the inbound is Kane. Bring it into Wenzel. Bulldog just kind of clear out and let Brendan go to work, bringing the ball up the floor. Moves to the front court. Backing up on the left side of the floor. Moving across, they switch off defensively. He gives it to Gunther. Bulldog down by 7, 12-5, off the left side. Pass it in now to Palmer. Palmer with the ball. He looks back out top. Wenzel down the lane, goes up, and a lot of traffic in there. Couldn't get the ball on the rim. Taken away. Up the floor we go. Kane will shoot and will be fouled by, I believe, Gunther.
Yeah, Gunther will be called for the personal on Ryan. That'll be his first team foul, number 2 on the Bulldogs.
Well, the Bulldogs are trying to take it inside. Now a free throw coming up, 2 of them. Kane will set up and hit it. He's got 4 here in the early going, and the lead is 8 again.
Kane's a 72% free throw shooter. They're great on the free throw line, this whole team, up in the 70s.
Second one on the way up, and good again. And it's now a 9-point lead, the biggest lead of the game. To the front court with the basketball will be Creighton Keeling. He's into the free throw circle. He dishes right sideline on the baseline. 3 ball, no good by Levine. Rebound tipped around, battled for, and the Ogallala team comes down with it. To the front court, 3 ball, left side corner, no good for Gillen. Rebound loose, Gillen saves it in. Gunther has it, needs help, fires it up the floor. Ahead now to Keeling, and the layup is good. Keeling with the 2-pointer, Levine with the assist.
That's only the second field goal of the period for Auburn.
14-7, Ogallala with the lead. To the front court comes Sawyer Smith, moving his way down the left side of the lane. Cut off there, pass is tipped, gets through to Gillen. He'll go cross court to Lowry. Firing it up, no good. And the rebound down to Wenzel. He'll go to Gunther with 27 on the first quarter clock. Wenzel up. Coach Weeks has run the motion. Maybe not playing for one here. Wenzel out top. Palmer at the free throw line. Now he's going to play for one now. Hangs out. Moves with the ball. 9-8 on the clock. 3 ball up. No good. Tip rebound comes down to Ogallala. They trip, and from midcourt, Wenzel off the front edge. No good at the buzzer. After one in Lincoln, it's Ogallala 14 and Auburn 7. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience. Where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Sunny 101.3.
14-7. Ogallala leads Auburn. Randy, they've all respect for the elder statesman. They all sat down on this side for you in the second quarter.
I sure hope so. Here's the inbound pass to Sawyer Smith, holding the basketball in the right elbow. Island Gilmore.
He almost walked with that.
Yeah, he did. Comes around to the horn on the left side with it. This is Eden Kane. Not sure what's going on here. It's like they've gone to a stall.
Well, they're looking to the coach for a play.
Now reaching in, we got a held ball is called. Great defense there on the part of Keeling to get in and tie him up. Bulldogs will get the basketball. We're in the opening seconds of the second quarter here in the third place Class C1 state tournament game. 14-7, the Bulldogs trail. There's the inbound pass. Comes into Brent Wenzel. Gosh, I'm glad they sat down, John. Wenzel with the basketball on the right side of the lane. Gives it up to Gunther. Gunther takes a dribble between the rings, top of the key. Finds Wenzel at the top of the free throw circle. To the right elbow, they go to Gunther. Looking inside. wanting to go into Palmer with the pass. Can't get it there. Now Palmer gets the ball. They double-team him, take the ball away, loose on the floor. It's stolen. Coming up with a steal. The other way is Ryland Gilmore. Into forecourt, Sawyer Smith. Driving layup, whistle, and a foul on the baseline. I think they're going to put the foul most likely on Keeling.
That'll be number two on Keeling. He's got the only two fouls of the game so far for the Bulldogs.
At the free throw line will be Sawyer Smith, 78% free throw shooter. He's one out of two so far this morning, has 4 points in the ball game. Sawyer Smith shooting. Well, what are they changing their mind here?
Well,
he was lined up at the free throw line.
Now he's going back.
What was that all about?
I think he was showing the perspiration on the floor where Keelan hit the deck, I guess.
Okay. Smith at the line, shooting two now for the Indians. The first one is on the way. Good. He made two out of three this morning, has 5 points now in the ball game. Back into the game is Lincoln Gillen checking in.
DeCastro also back in. That's a big man for the Indians.
Sawyer Smith ready for his second attempt. It's on the way up. It's good also. He got them both. He's three out of four this morning, has 6 points, and it's 16-7. The lead is nine for Ogallala. Wenzel in backcourt, gets it across the timeline to Gunther. Gunther works to the right side of the free throw circle, goes to the low post right side, driving layup. Gunther triple team. The ball goes out of bounds, but it went off of Ogallala, and it'll stay with the Bulldogs.
Gunther was isolated out on the right side all by himself. By the time he got to the hoop, there were three defenders there.
Yeah, they came out of nowhere. Brent Wenzel will inbound it. Baseline right side of his own basket. Bobs it inside. Gets it into Palmer. Palmer guarded closely under there. Shot is off the glass, up and good. Nice move there by Brian Palmer. His first field goal of the morning. He's got 3 points. It's 16-9, and the lead is down to seven. Bulldogs haven't been able to manufacture much offense so far here, John. There's a three from the top of the key, up and off. No good. Palmer has the rebound off the miss by Lincoln Gillen into forecourt. They feed it to the right side, down to Keeling in the corner. Skip pass across to Wenzel. Wenzel had a brief look, now takes it in for a driving layup. He's stripped of the basketball, no whistle. Loose ball is going to be grabbed up by Gilmore. Down court it comes. To the left side, Smith, jump shot left elbow up and good to Castro. DeCastro with his first bucket of the morning, and it's 18-9. The lead is back to nine now for the Indians. Gunther with the basketball, working one-on-one with Gilman. Gunther at the top of the circle, lobs it underneath. Palmer had the ball stripped away again. They're doing a great job of taking the ball away. There's a steal by Keeling. Keeling laying up and good. Creighton Keeling with his second bucket. He's got four, and it's back to a seven-point lead. Bulldogs hanging around here, trying to close up that gap a little bit after falling behind by seven after one quarter. There's a three from the right elbow that's off no good, but a rebound and a follow shot put back up and good by Eden Kane. Kane got the put back. He's got nine now in the ballgame. And the Bulldogs come down court with Brenton Wenzel on the attack. Wenzel guarded closely here by Eden Kane. Picks up his dribble. A cross-court pass finds Keeling. Keeling goes to the corner, deep baseline left side. Feeds it inside, moving toward the basket. With Wenzel, the whistle and a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Indians.
Pressure comes this way, and the foul on Lincoln Gillen, his first of the ball game, and team foul number one of the quarter.
5:11 to go here in the first half. 22-11, Ogallala up by nine. Wenzel to inbound it on his own baseline. Gets it inside to Palmer. They've been taking the ball away from Palmer when he gets into traffic here. This time he kicks it out to Wenzel for an open look three. Off no good, but a whistle and a foul, and we're going to send Wenzel to the line where he'll be shooting three shots.
Ryan Gilmore jumped out on there, and I don't know if he got a piece of it or didn't do room to come down, but Gilmore gets called for the foul on the three-point attempt. That'll be his first.
Brent Wenzel, the senior, a 74% free throw shooter, playing his final game in a Bulldog uniform here for Coach Jim Weeks. First one is up and off, no good. He'll have another attempt coming. What a career Brenton Wenzel has had for the Auburn Bulldogs. He's been a key part of this basketball team for a long time. Second shot is up, it's good. He'll have a third one coming. 5:04 to go, first half, 20-12. The lead is eight right now for the Ogallala Indians. Wenzel, third free throw is up, and it is off no good, and the rebound taken down by Gillen. Gillen hands the ball up to Smith, and Smith comes across the timeline to the right elbow to Kane. Back it comes to Smith, left wing. There's a three on the shot, up and good.
Lincoln Gillen. That's his second three-pointer of the morning. Makes it 23-12. Double-digit lead up by 11 now for the Indians. Wenzel lost his dribble in backcourt. Gets it across the timeline. On the right side is Ryan Gunther. Gunther, bounce pass to the low post. Right side, comes out with it to Palmer. Palmer moving in under the basket. Reverse lay-in up over the top. Couldn't get it. Wood dropping the rebound to Eden Kane. Kane, outlet pass. Gets it down court to Sawyer Smith. Smith takes it all the way into the paint. All the way jumper, up and good. Sawyer Smith gets the drop. A timeout's going to be taken by the Bulldogs. 4:18 to play in the first half. 25-12. Ogallala on top. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you, just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back to Lincoln Northeast High School. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you here. Kurt Kilman is our producer engineer for this morning's broadcast. A presentation of the MSC Sports Radio Network, Nebraska State Basketball Tournament. The Auburn Bulldogs trailing the Ogallala Indians 25-12 here with 4:18 to play in the first half. It'll be Bulldogs basketball. The inbound pass comes into Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel across to Gunther into forecourt. Back it comes to Wenzel on the right elbow. Gunther had the ball deflected away and stolen. With the steal is Ryan Gilmore. Gilmore will bring the ball into forecourt to the left elbow. There's a three that's on the way. No. And a rebound. Smith has the ball in the corner. Has to dribble it out. Works now inside the paint. Driving layup. Blocked away nicely. Smith gets his own rebound again. And finally a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs.
A push on the baseline. I think they're going to get Gunther.
Yep.
Ryan picks up his second foul of the ball game. Team foul number two of the quarter on the Bulldogs.
Inside of 4 minutes to play here in the first half now. 3:51 on the game clock. Second quarter. 25-12. Bulldogs trail. There's Smith with a little underhanded scoop lay-in up. Couldn't get it. Rebound brought down by Palmer. Smith ended up on the floor that time. Kind of took a beating under there, John. All the way, Wenzel brings it in, kicks it to the corner. That's Levine. Levine couldn't get it. He throws the ball away. Stolen away by Gilmore. Gilmore brings it all the way down court, kicks it to the corner left side. A three is on the way and good by Sawyer Smith. I can see how this team was ranked number one and undefeated coming to the tournament, right?
On defense.
Yeah, wow. 28-12 now. Ogallala with a huge lead. Bounce pass goes inside to Palmer. Palmer looking across, trying to get it over here on the right side to Gunther, but the ball was deflected away by the Indians.
But hands on defense are so quick, they're deflecting or stealing a lot of Bulldog
pass. Yeah, here's Blake Swanson checking into the lineup. Swanson coming in now for Carson Levine. Swanson will get some playing time here in the state tournament. 3:11 to go first half. Wenzel to inbound it. Now a whistle on the inbound pass. I think we had a foul before the ball even got here.
Had a hold foul called on Eden Kane. His first team foul number three of quarter number two.
So, now Creighton Keeling will inbound it. He'll stand on the baseline on the right side under his own basket to toss it in for the Bulldogs. Gets it into Wenzel. Wenzel having a hard time getting an open look for a three out here. The defense is just all over him. He's trapped on the baseline and has the ball stolen away. Boy, the steals are incredible here by this team from Ogallala. With the ball is DeCastro. DeCastro feeds it back to Kane. Kane top of the circle. Gilmore across court to the right side. There's a three that's on the way. Long three didn't go. Safe going out of bounds? No, it goes out of bounds. And it'll be Bulldogs basketball. Ryan Gunther disappears down the tunnel.
We came back.
Chasing after that loose basketball. Gunther to inbound it now against full court pressure from the Ogallala Indians. They get it into Wenzel. Back it comes to Gunther. Gunther on the dribble. Behind the back dribble to get it across the timeline. Oh, he tried to put a pass into the corner again. Stolen away by Ryan Gilmore. This is an impressive defense by Ogallala. There's a dribbling layup up off. No good. Rebound Keeling. Keeling gives it up to Wenzel. He'll bring it up court.
Down to 2:25 to go here in the first half, 28-12. Ogallala Indians. Here's a three on the way. Wenzel got it from the top of the key. Brent Wenzel, his first three-pointer of the morning. John, that one came from a good 10 feet outside the three-point arc. At the other end, baseline right side, jump shot up and good by Lincoln Gillen. Gillen's got 8 points in the ballgame, and it's 30-15. Ogallala has doubled up the score now on the Auburn Bulldogs with 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Creighton Keeling from the right side. Had an open look, passed it up. That's as good a look as you're going to get against this team, John. Didn't want to take it. Now Keeling works in one-on-one, working against Gillen in traffic. Kicks it out to Swanson, who feeds Gunther. Oh, man, serious contact. And did we get a whistle there?
Well, I would have called an offensive foul probably on Gunther.
Yeah, but he got away with that one.
Yeah, he did, and then he got fouled. Will be on Eden Kane, his second team foul, number four. If I was an Indian fan, I'd be unhappy.
Yeah, Ryan Gunther was really pounding on the defender. He's a 6'2 sophomore. Gunther has hit 61% of his free throws. He's 2-for-2 this morning. This one is up and good. He's now a perfect 3-for-3, and the sophomore has 5 points. Back into the game, Raya Gilmore.
I listened yesterday just to make sure.
Typo. It's Reese. Okay.
No, you spelled it right, but it's Reese.
Okay. Shot is short off the front of the rim. Second one won't go for Ryan Gunther. He's now 3 out of 4, and it's 30-16 with 90 seconds to play here in the first half. On the right side is Sawyer Smith with the ball. Oh, nice pass under the basket. Smith got it underneath. Shot is up and off. No good. And great defense by Wenzel. Pass comes down court to Carson Levine. Levine across the timeline, goes inside with it to the left elbow. Here comes Wenzel between the rings, top of the circle, wants to get inside the paint in traffic, double team, triple team, had the ball ripped away, flips it back out to Gunther. Still 15 on the shot clock. Gunther on the left baseline goes to the corner with it. There's a three that's up and good by Creighton Keeling. Keeling now with 7 points in the ballgame for the Bulldogs as he hits the tray. Makes it 30-19. The lead is back down to 11. Under a minute to go here in the first half. 45 seconds to play. Second period. This is Smith with a fall-away jumper in and out. Smith battling after that rebound. Everybody chasing the ball. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Bulldogs basketball. Great effort over there by Eden Kane to try and get to it, John.
37 seconds to go. Period number two here at Lincoln Northeast. The Bulldogs down 30-19.
Auburn with the basketball. Ogallala's going to drop out of that full-court press now and pick him up at midcourt defensively. Wenzel works one-on-one against Ryland Gilmore. Across court to the near side it comes. Gunther hands the ball up to Keeling. Again, it goes back to Wenzel. Wenzel, bounce pass inside. Gunther in the paint. Jump shot up and good. Nice move there by Ryan Gunther. And the Bulldogs making a bit of a comeback here. They were down by 15. Now they're back within 9 at 30-21, a 6-0 run for the Bulldogs. 30-21. There's Smith with a three that's off the iron, got his own rebound. The putback up and good at the buzzer. Good job there by Sawyer Smith to get his own rebound and get the bench shot off the glass before the buzzer sounds. Makes the score 32-21, and that's going to send Ogallala to the locker room with a double-digit 11-point lead here at halftime. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout. Then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Halftime show coming up in 2 minutes here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hello, this is Brent Meyer with Meyer Arp Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer for over 20 years. Meyer Arp would like to wish good luck to all area schools and athletes. If you are in need of a newer used vehicle or service, check us out at MeyerCars.com. With low overhead and no dock fees, means you will get a great deal every time. One thing that still stands true is Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. So remember MeyerCars.com, where you will get more mileage from your money every time.
See Meyer Erb Chevrolet in Auburn today.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
El Portel Mexican restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City offer amazing Mexican food with the freshest ingredients, plus tasty drinks all served with the fast and friendly service. El Portel strives to provide the best south of the border experience to all guests in a family atmosphere. Make your next meal a fiesta at El Portel Mexican restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back to Lincoln Northeast High School. It's time now for our halftime scoring recap. The halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Here we look at the first half numbers is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. In the first half today for the Bulldogs, we have two players with 7 points apiece, Ryan Ginther and Creighton Keeling, each with seven in the first half, four for Brenton Wenzel and three for Brayan Palmer. Foul trouble, a two on Ginther, two on Keeling, nobody else with a foul for the Bulldogs in the first half. For the Ogallala Indians in the first half, Lincoln Gillen has 8 points and a couple of triples. Eden Kane has nine. Tanner DeCastro scored two, and I've got Sawyer Smith with a dozen in the first half for the Bulldogs. They're 5 out of 6 at the free throw line. Auburn 5 out of 9. Two fouls each on Eden Kane, Tanner DeCastro, and Sawyer Smith for the Ogallala Indians in the first half.
Our halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. We'll step aside here for another two-minute break, update you with the latest weather forecast, and you might want to listen closely to that forecast. They've got some evil things planned for parts of the area coming up tomorrow on Sunday, so we'll have a look at the weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with more of our halftime here at Lincoln Northeast High School. At the half, the Ogallala Indians leading the Auburn Bulldogs 21-13 on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When looking for a bank in southeast Nebraska, the best is right off Highway 75 at Auburn State Bank. From that first savings account to retirement IRA, we've got the services that allow you to bank with us for life. Looking for that loan to secure a new home? No need to go anywhere else. We've got you covered. We're Auburn's hometown bank. Our decisions are made right here in Nemaha County by folks who know your name and care about your future. Auburn State Bank. Locally owned. Local solutions. Lifelong service.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Whether you're fixing up the house, building something new, or finally tackling that weekend project, your hometown go-to is Sack Lumber in Auburn. From tools and hardware to painting supplies and expert advice, the team at Sack Lumber is here to help you do it yourself and do it right. Stop by 1916 West Central Avenue or give them a call at 402-274-3121. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 8 to noon. Sack Lumber in Auburn. Your project starts here.
Nothing touches us more than a child who's ill. From parents to pediatricians to everyone at the hospital, curing childhood illness is one of our highest priorities. Our compassionate, caring staff will ease the pain, heal the hurt, using the latest treatments and experts in children's health, and a tender touch. We get kids back to being kids again.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Bella Pittman with your weather for the tri-state area. Sunshine this afternoon with a high of 71. Southwest winds up to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 25 miles per hour. These gusty winds keep up as we move into the overnight period. Clear skies with a low of 45. Southwest winds up to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 20 miles per hour. Tons of sunshine to start off our Monday, a high of 74. Southwest winds continuing to gust to 20 miles per hour. Tuesday, we get a cold front to drop across our area. That's bringing rain showers into our afternoon. Partly sunny skies with a high of 74. Southwest winds gusting to 20 miles per hour. We'll see those rain showers continue into Wednesday through the morning, clearing up over the afternoon. Partly sunny skies and a high of 50 degrees. Northwest winds up to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 30 miles per hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Bella Pittman on Sunny 101.3.
Nemaha County Hospital is proud to congratulate its CEO, Marty Fadig, on being named one of Becker's 2025 Critical Access Hospital Presidents at CEOs to Know. This national recognition highlights rural health leaders who demonstrate strong vision, dedication to patient care, and excellence in strengthening local health care services. With more than two decades of leadership at Nemaha County Hospital, Marty's commitment to quality, community, and innovation has helped ensure patients receive quality care every time.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you. Just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
Hello, this is Brent Meyer with Meyer Arp Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer for over 20 years. Meyer Arp would like to wish good luck to all area schools and athletes. If you are in need of a newer used vehicle or service, check us out at MeyerCars.com. With low overhead and no dock fees, means you will get a great deal every time. One thing that still stands true is Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. So remember MeyerCars.com, where you will get more mileage from your money every time.
See Meyer Herb Chevrolet in Auburn today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Lincoln Northeast High School, and got to clear something up here. When we broke away for the commercial and the weather break, I misspoke on that score. We want to update you here. The halftime score, the Ogallala Indians leading the Auburn Bulldogs 32-21, and my apologies for that. John tells me I get one senior moment per season. I waited and used it here in the last ball game of the year, but 32-21, that's our score, Ogallala leading the Auburn Bulldogs.
With another milestone birthday this year, you now qualify for two.
I think so. Yeah, after you turn 75, don't you get two senior moments per season?
I think that's new company policy.
John, this is exciting. I first came here to Lincoln Northeast about 30 years ago. That's when we played the first rounds at the high schools here. We played here in the Southeast, even played down at Lincoln High. I was doing some little bit of calculating and actually looking through some records. In my 54 years of broadcasting in Southeast Nebraska, this is either my 37th or 38th state tournament. Now, that says an awful lot about the basketball in Southeast Nebraska. Either the boys or the girls, somebody has got us to the state tournament just darn near every year for the last 50 years. So, tells you a lot about the quality of Southeast Nebraska basketball. We've been up here with the old Tecumseh Indians several times, Humboldt Cardinals, Pawnee City Indians, and of course, obviously, Auburn, Fall City Sacred Heart. Donnie Hope brought the Fall City Tigers up here.
Johnson Brock.
Yeah, been here with Johnson Brock numerous times.
Johnson Brock.
We were here with Sterling when we were working games on the Auburn radio station several times with Sterling. In fact, when Jimmy Motes was coaching at Sterling, we did that. He's coaching up here now at Norris, where he is. So,
Anyway, lots of fond memories of state tournament basketball coming to Lincoln, and here we are right back where we did some of the first ones here at Lincoln Northeast.
Uh-oh. They all stood up again. Hope that's not a sign. This is our second least favorite place to come to. I got bad memories out here, sort of. I remember, I think it was where Brian Lemeron turned his ankle years ago, missed the rest of the state tournament. Is this where... No, this isn't where I was. But I was a good member of Jamie Stice, the H year's coach currently, taking what? A half quarter shot nearly at the buzzer to win a game or tie it, I forget which it was. But it's been good and bad here over the years.
We got a lot of memories of Lincoln High.
Oh,
Barb Preschel broke a hip.
Yeah.
Fella broke a hip on the ice outside with the Sacred Heart. All right, we're ready to move to second half action. The fans are standing in front of us once again for John Dixon. And here we are with third quarter action.
I'm not going to call any basketball, throw the ball off this end up. All right, the Indians get the basketball to start the third quarter. Everybody on their feet except us. Well, good Lord. All right, takes the ball over to the left side. They get the ball ahead to Kane. Kane goes inside. The ball's loose on the floor. We have a scrum. And a jump ball will go to the Auburn Bulldogs. I think that's the way the first quarter started, too.
That's just interesting. All of the Ogallala fans are standing on their feet right in front of our table.
Maybe
so
just the odd quarter.
Yeah, it's impossible for us to see the floor from our seated position. They did it for John in the first quarter. They sat down for me for the whole second quarter.
I can see half the floor.
Yeah, here we go.
Up the north end, come the Bulldogs. Wenzel with it for Auburn. Moving the ball left to right. Now starts down the lane, throws an elbow, gets himself open underneath, gets the ball to a reverse layup for Creighton Healy, who's on the board with his 8th and 9th points out of the ball game. Now a 9-point lead for Ogallala. Taking it right side, Kane leaves the ball off there for Gilmore. Back out top now to Smith. Smith passes off. Free ball. Missing badly is Kane. Loose ball rebound picked up finally by Wenzel. Double team. Gets it away to Keeling. Ahead now to Gunther. Top of the key. Keeps dribbling. Keeps going. Right side of the lane. All the way in. Whips the ball to Keeling on the left corner. Three ball on the rim. Won't go. And the rebound to Ogallala. He'll hand off to Smith and he'll bring it up to the middle of the floor. Keeps going. Free throw line all the way to the hole. Nobody got in front of him. And Gunther caught up and blocked the shot, but got a piece of arm on the way up.
Foul will be on Ryan Gunther. That will be his third personal and team foul number one of the quarter. And John, I asked the people nicely, and they're going to sit down for you now.
I wondered where you went. Smith at the free throw line has a dozen points in the ball game. Free throw up. Free throw good. It's now 33-23. The lead back up to 10. Second one coming for Ogallala. On the way up, and good. Got them both, and the lead is 11 again.
Sawyer Smith has made 5 out of 6 from the line.
Keeling to the front court for Auburn. Off to Wenzel. Wenzel held 1 field goal so far in his game. Here to try it, another one, and he got it, a 3-pointer, his second one of the day. He's now got 7 in the ball game, and the lead is 8.
Maybe you should have mentioned that sooner, John.
Possibly. Here to drive, and a turnaround. Gilmore spun out of there, gets the ball away. Now Smith on the right side baseline. Guarding him is Keeling. He'll take the ball cross court. 3-pointer on the way up, and rattles home. 3-pointer for Braylon Gilmore. His first bucket of the afternoon. Back up by 11 are the Indians. Coming up the floor now will be Creighton Keeling. Right side, Gunther. Gunther dribbles to the middle between top of the key, between circles. Now keeps his dribble. Works over the right side to Palmer as the Bulldogs run a little weave out top. Wenzel got a ball screen from Palmer. Can't get open, though. Keeps the dribble. Now stops. Leaves off Gunther. He'll drive the lane down. Partially blocked by Smith. The ball comes down to Kane. Kane will run it up the floor himself. Stop. Leave it off. And now faking the three and give it off to Smith, who will charge down the lane and scoop it up. And it rolls across the rim and in. He's got 16 and quickly the lead back up to 13. Full court pressure now by the Indians. Bulldogs get it up the floor. Wenzel, double team, gets away to the corner. Now in the hands of Levine. Levine to Keeling. Keeling, dribble. timeout. Auburn, 5:04 to go in the third, a 13-point advantage. Broken Lawn, we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Sunny 101.3.
39-26, Ogallala with the lead over Auburn in the third place game of the Class C1 state tournament here at Lincoln at Lincoln Northeast High School.
Auburn 63rd and Adams. If anybody's wondering where Northeast is located, just thought I'd throw that in.
Keeling will inbound between the scorer's table and his bench.
We used to have to know that before the days of navigation in our trucks, John.
Yeah. With all this working, yes. All right. Keeling now gets the ball. Bounce pass in. He'll get the ball to Levine. Back to Keeling. Gunther will come out and take it. I think they're trying to run Wenzel away from handling the ball to get open for some shots. Gunther loses the handle on it. It goes to Levine. His effort is blocked, stolen by the Indians, and on the run with it is Gilmore. Stops, pops for three on the rim. No rebound to Palmer. Palmer picks up rebound number 7 to go with his 3 points so far in the ball game. He has had a tough tussle inside today when they get in the ball. Take the ball to the right side, and a hand-checking foul on Eden Kane, his third.
That'd be his third personal. That's a first-team foul of the quarter on the Indians. 4:30 to play here now in the third period, 39-26. Ogallala leading the Auburn Bulldogs.
Bring the ball into Wenzel. Right side of the floor, moves to the top. Fake the three, is way out top. Now passes off, gets it right back. He'll fire a long when it's on the rim. No, and the rebound brought down by Gilmore. Gilmore will bring it up the floor, left hand, all the way down the lane, coast to coast. It's up, it's good. That's another thing about this Indians team. They can all handle the ball.
Wenzel shooting that three-pointer a minute ago over 6'8" Tanner DeCastro, and that's not an easy task.
No. Wenzel down the lane, blows by the defenders, and lays it off the glass for two. And now it is 41-28, 3:50 to go in the third. Smith, left side elbow, dribbles around one defender, cut off by Palmer. Into the paint, slapped away by Wenzel. Loose ball kicked by the Bulldogs, apparently. Ogallala ball on the baseline here. Kane will inbound it. Like part of our score tail is falling apart down here. Got to come around and put the padding up on it again. Kane will inbound, lobs it in. Making the catch is DeCastro, and he'll fire a three ball up from the right side. No good. Rebound, pinballed around. Gunther finally picks it up. He gets bumped, no whistle. And the paint he goes, stops. That little one-hand floater won't go. Tips the rebound, taken away by Gillen. He's on the run. He'll go across to his teammate Kane. Left side, no. Rebound to Castro. He couldn't follow, tried to pass it, but he came down out of bounds before he got rid of it.
Back into the ballgame now for the Indians comes Rice, Gilmore, and Cy Lowry checking into the lineup.
3:19 left, third period. What a lot of delay is getting the thing started here. I'm not sure what. Okay. Now they give the ball finally to Auburn. Everybody was in the game, set and ready. Bring it into Gunther in the backcourt. Man-to-man defense by the Ogallala Indians. Up the floor, Gunther, top of the key. Floating to the right, gets it off the right side. Levine for three. It's up, and Carter Levine has his first bucket of the day. 41-31. It's a 10-point ball game. At the other end, Smith. Nothing but net, but it's outside of the net. It does no good. Rebound to the Bulldogs, and a reach-in foul called against the Indians of Ogallala.
Rice Gilmore is going to get called for this one. His first personal, team foul number two of the quarter on the Indians.
All right, inbounding will be Creighton Keeling, front of the Ogallala bench. Gets it into Winslow with a bounce pass. He'll move from the left to the right. Now front court he goes. Trying to cut the lead to less than double digits here is Auburn. Winslow down the lane, and he got fouled as he made a move around a defender.
Bryce Gilmore again. Back-to-back fouls for Gilmore. That is his second personal, 13th foul of the quarter on the Indians. Oh, wait a minute. How does that
run? Gilmore, that's his board.
Gilmore was the only one in the area. Must have been away from the ball. Eaton Kane picks up his fourth personal. Now the coach is out here questioning it. Well, that foul was definitely on Gilmore.
It'd be four on Kane.
Yeah, now they're changing it.
Okay.
All right. That's just a different way of saying two.
Yeah, now the referee, well, the coach is getting warners that don't come on the court again. He was like that last night in the show yesterday in the semifinal.
Well, he had a legitimate complaint here because they were putting it on the foul on Eaton Kane, and Kane was nowhere near the action.
With 2:42 left in the period, inbound the ball to Wenzel. Wenzel, ball screened by Palmer, guarded by Smith. He'll keep the ball with the dribble. Move it. Left, right, back to the right. Three ball fall away on the rim. Won't go. Rebound comes down to Kane. Over to Smith, up the floor, left side, stops, goes again, and ran over a defender and gets called for his third foul of the ball game.
An offensive foul called, Sawyer Smith. And that will be team foul number four of the quarter.
He did a lot of that yesterday in the semifinals, too. He goes in and he backs aggressively into the defender, trying to get open for a shot.
Not afraid to throw an elbow either.
No. All right, here now we got the ball ready to play again. Bring it in backcourt. It will be Levine to Wenzel, and he'll come up the left side of the floor this time. Moving around the right, top of the key, picked up his dribble off to Gunther. Gunther to Wenzel. Back over to Gunther. Defense recovers quickly. It looks like Auburn to open, but the defense gets there in a hurry. Can't get those three-pointers fired away. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Palmer with the ball now to Keeling. Back to Palmer. 5 on the clock. Turnaround jumper up and no good. Rebound to the Bulldogs. It didn't hit anything. And, that should have been a shot clock violation. And Auburn's going to catch a break there. Wenzel gets a three-pointer. Palmer shot, hit nothing. And the ball went all the way around. It should have been a violation.
It's a 7-point ball game, John.
Minute 27 to go, and now Kane with the drive. He'll give the ball off, hand it away to Gilmore. Starts down the lane, gives the ball off, back to Kane. Kane drilling in, out top, now again. 12 on their shot clock for the Indians. Smith takes it, drives. Wenzel knocks it out of bounds with a quick hand with 7 seconds on the shot clock.
Yeah, Auburn just been hanging around. All of a sudden, you look up there, they were down by 15 at one point, and now they're back within 7 points here. So it's quite a turn of events here.
7 seconds on the shot clock. Smith, the trigger in for the baseline. Gets it into Kane, right back to Smith. He'll move out. He'll give it to Kane. Fires for three, and he buries it. That's a huge shot right there for the Indians. Now back up by 10. Here comes Keeling to the front. He will hand the ball off. No, he won't. Keeps it. Needs to find some help. Gets it away to Wenzel. Final 40 seconds of the third quarter. Wenzel moving in the middle. Keeps on going. Stops. Hands the ball to Gunther. Gunther to the right side. Looking now. He'll drive down to the right block. Leans in. Fires short. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It's off of Ogallala.
Still got 26 on the shot clock here, John.
So inbounding from the baseline will be Auburn. Braden Keeling will inbound. They can play for one if they want to. It's the last 26 seconds of quarter number three. Bring it in. Keeling holds it. Moves to the elbow on the right side. Gives the ball back out to Wenzel. Wenzel guarded out there by Gilmore. takes the ball inside, now back out, 10 on the shot clock, 9 near midcourt. Heads up, long 3 on the rim, no. Rebound brought down by the Indians, and they will get it up the floor. The shot is off, and no good at the buzzer. After 3, it's Ogallala 44, Auburn 34. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and MSC Sports Radio Network.
El Portel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City offer amazing Mexican food with the freshest ingredients, plus tasty drinks all served with the fast and friendly service. El Portel strives to provide the best south of the border experience to all guests in a family atmosphere. Make your next meal a fiesta at El Portel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City.
When looking for a bank in southeast Nebraska, the best is right off Highway 75 at Auburn State Bank. From that first savings account to retirement IRA, we've got the services that allow you to bank with us for life. Looking for that loan to secure a new home? No need to go anywhere else. We've got you covered. We're Auburn's hometown bank. Our decisions are made right here in Nemaha County by folks who know your name and care about your future. Auburn State Bank. Locally owned. Local solution. Lifelong service.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Fourth quarter, 44-34, Ogallala with the lead in the third place game. Our presenting sponsor today is Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner. They build more than projects, they build community. You're listening to Bulldog Basketball on Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Fall City and Auburn.
All right, we move to fourth quarter action, and it'll be Ogallala with the basketball. They're up by 10, 44-34. Bulldogs just hanging around here. Gilmore with the ball at the free throw line. Gives it to Smith. Smith tries to penetrate into the paint. Here's a three from the left wing. Up and off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel will push the basketball down the court. Jim Weeks up off the bench shouting instructions. Bulldogs down by 10 now. 7.5 minutes to go. Wenzel for three. And got it. He hit it. Brenton Wenzel heating up. That is his fourth three-pointer of the morning. Got it down, and we're back to a 7-point lead here for Ogallala. From the right side, Smith. Shot is up and off, no good. Gunther with the rebound. Here come the Bulldogs. A chance to cut into a 7-point lead. Gunther on the right elbow. Gives it to the top of the key to Wenzel. Wenzel on the right wing with it. Dribbles into the baseline. Low post right side. Tried to put a pass inside. Ball's going to be grabbed up by Keeling in traffic. Now timeout's going to be taken by the Bulldogs. 7:05 to play in the ballgame. 7-point contest. Auburn has the ball. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Lincoln Northeast High School. Fourth quarter action. We've got a 7-point ball game right now. The Ogallala Indians leading Auburn 44-37. An update from over at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Douglas County West is leading Ashland Greenwood in the Class C1 Championship, John, 22-16, and that's with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
They looked pretty good yesterday.
Yeah, they're playing well there with D.C. West right now. All right, the play is resumed here. It'll be the Bulldogs basketball. They'll inbound it on the baseline under their own basket. Creighton Keeling will trigger in the pass. He'll stand just to the right side of the backboard. Keeling looking for somebody to get it into. Now he's going to have to hurry, running out of time. Lobs it clear into backcourt and lets Brent Wenzel chase the ball down. Wenzel brings it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense here by Ogallala. He's guarded by Sawyer Smith. Wenzel for three. Off, no good. A fight for the loose ball, and coming up with it on the baseline is Gilmore. Now a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs.
It's going to be number 4 on Gunther. First foul at quarter number 1.
Bulldogs can't afford to have Gunther off the floor. He's got 4, so we'll have to be careful. Inbounding the ball now for Ogallala will be Eden King. He gets a tosses into Ryland Gilmore. Gilmore guarded by Gunther. Hands off to Smith. Smith, top of the circle.
goes to the top of the key again to Gilmore. They're running a weave up here underneath baseline left side with the ball. Gilmore doesn't want to take the shot, backs it out into the corner, now pulls up for a three and got it. Gilmore, his second three-pointer of the day. Back to a 10-point lead now, 47-37. Ogallala Indians leading the Auburn Bulldogs here in the Class C1 third-place consolation game of the state tournament basketball. Into the corner is Keeling with the ball on the left side of the bucket. Keeling tries to go around the defender, can't get loose. Feeds the ball back to Wenzel. Wenzel on the dribble now, top of the key. Wenzel bounce pass, looking underneath. A reach-in foul is going to be called on the Indians. On the floor, the foul will be on Lincoln Gillen, his second foul of the afternoon. Shot clock resets at 35. Bulldogs get the basketball. The inbound pass to Ryan Gunther. Promising young sophomore here for Auburn. Ryan Gunther, he's got a couple of good years of basketball ahead of him. I would predict that. Gunther to the left wing, hands up to Wenzel. Wenzel, a senior, playing in his final quarter of basketball for the Bulldogs. Almost has it dribbled away from him, guarded by Kane. Gives it back up top to Gunther. Gunther at the top of the circle, shot clock at 10. Gunther with a floater in the paint. In and out of there, rebound, follow shot, Keeling got it. Nice job by Creighton Keeling. Keeling's in double figures, John. I've got him with 11 now for the Bulldogs. With the basketball is Sawyer Smith to the corner. There's a long three up and good. Lincoln Gilman, Gillen it is, answers with a three, and he's 11 in the ball game.
They seem to answer every Auburn Bulldog.
They sure do. Ball away shot. Wenzel up and good. Brenton Wenzel coming alive here, John. Had him up. He's got a bunch of
17.
17 now. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. It's a 9-point contest. Auburn hanging in there. The Bulldogs just won't go away here, staying with the Indians. Smith working in, trying to get the lay-in, but a foul on the floor, probably on Wenzel, I would guess. Well, maybe not. Let's see who they're going to put it on.
Yep. Wenzel picks up his first and team foul number two of the quarter.
That will send to the free throw line now for the Indians, Ryland Gilmore. Gilmore, 75% free throw. Oh, no, he's not shooting. I'm sorry. Baseline left side laying up and good by Sawyer Smith. I thought we were shooting one here, John. Smith gets two on the baseline left side, and suddenly it's back to an 11-point lead. Now a foul across the way on Smith. Boy, the whistles are blowing here, John.
They are, all of a sudden.
That's Sawyer Smith's fourth personal. Team foul nine. He's not happy about it, John.
No. Good. Four yesterday. Picked that one late.
Expressing the displeasure. All right, inbound the pass. Comes into Brian Gunther. Gunther with the ball. Has it, holds it up at the top. Now wants to give it off to Wenzel. Gets it to Wenzel. Wenzel with the ball on the right elbow. Brenton Wenzel wanting to get open for another look for a three. Here's a three by Levine from the corner. Over the top, misses everything. Rebounded Ryland Gilmore. Gilmore comes up with the basketball, stolen away by Gunther. Gunther has the steal, takes it to the hoop, lays it up and good. Love that sophomore. He's doing a good job here. He's got nine now in the ball game, and we're back to a 9-point basketball game. Driving baseline the other way. Shot is blocked, and they're going to get Gunther for his fifth foul.
Maybe. There's another Bulldog on the other side. Let's see.
Let's see who they're going to put it on.
Now they did. I thought maybe they were going to call that on the player on the other side.
Yeah. Coach Jim Weeks is pleading his case here, saying it wasn't Gunther. Now they're looking it over here and talking about it. He's got the official thinking about it.
He's going to change it, Randy.
I think he is.
Nope, timeout, Ogallala. It will stand. That's going to be five on Gunther.
Yeah, Gunther will foul out of the ball game. He'll leave the contest this morning with 9 points. That's a name we're going to call a lot the next couple of years, John. Ryan Gunther, a sophomore, he's been averaging 14 points per ball game. In fact, he's been the leading scorer on this Bulldog basketball team all season long, and he has a seat. His 2026 basketball season has ended with his fifth personal foul.
Ogallala takes their first time out of the ball game. Auburn has a couple left.
I would suspect we will probably see Blake Swanson coming into the ball game. He's been the sixth man off the bench here, John, for the Bulldogs. Now, that could have gone on a
on another player. I'm not. Was it Keeling that was on the other side?
It could have been. I didn't see what number it was. It deflected a couple of players in between us and him.
Yeah, and not to mention the fans.
Yeah.
Well, 52-43 is our score. Ogallala up here by 9. At the free throw line will be Ryland Gilmore. Gilmore has not been to the line yet today. He is, however, a 75% free throw shooter on the season. I was looking at the free throw percentages for this Ogallala Indian team. They're all up there in the 70s, John. 78, 75. They must practice a lot of free throws. I was right. Into the ballgame is Blake Swanson, a 6'3 sophomore, checking in. He'll see a lot of action next season. At the free throw line is Ryland Gilmore. The first free throw is up and good. Rimmed it around about, that's one of those 720 free throws, John. 720 degrees, circled the rim twice before it finally went in the hole. They'll have a second attempt coming right here. 4:02 left to play in this game here at Lincoln Northeast. Second shot is up and off, no good, and Wenzel has the rebound. Down court comes Brenton Wenzel, the senior for the Bulldogs. A cross-court pass finds Keeling. Keeling, right elbow. He backs it out. They're coming out now defensively and pressuring the Bulldogs. A cross-court pass. Back it comes to Keeling. Inside, Swanson. Boy, Bulldogs using a lot of time to get a shot off here, aren't they? Inside, Swanson. Turnaround shot as he caught it up and off. No good. And the rebound down to Sawyer Smith.
And the Bulldogs are a patient team offensively sometimes, most of the time. That works against them in this situation.
Yeah, they're down by 9 here with 3:24 to go on the right side. Sawyer Smith on the dribble. Blake Swanson is over there defending. Swanson, here top of the key. There's a 3 on the way up and good. Eaton Kane. Kane's having a good ball game. I've got him with 15 now in the contest. Makes it 3:05 to go in the ball game, and it's back to a 13-point advantage. There's Wenzel for 3. Got it. Brent Wenzel. He's going to have a memorable game to go out on here. That gives him 20. 20 for Wenzel. Underneath on the right side, there's a 3 from the right corner that's off the rim, no, and a rebound to Keeling. Keeling, double team, triple team, dribbles out of it. 10-point ball game with 2:43 to go. Auburn's still in this thing, John. They can drop a couple of threes. There's Wenzel for 3. Got it. Brent Wenzel heating up. He's got... Okay, timeout's going to be taken out by Ogallala. We're down to a 7-point ball game, 2:34 to go. Don't go away. We're back in 30 seconds with more state tournament basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're fixing up the house, building something new, or finally tackling that weekend project, your hometown go-to is Sack Lumber in Auburn. From tools and hardware to painting supplies and expert advice, the team at Sack Lumber is here to help you do it yourself and do it right. Stop by 1916 West Central Avenue or give them a call at 402-274-3121. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 8 to noon. Sack Lumber in Auburn. Your project starts here.
Sunny 101.3.
Got an update now on the C1 championship game over at Pinnacle Bank Arena with 1:23 to go in the third quarter. They're all tied up at 25 apiece. Ashland Greenwood and Douglas County West.
State champions die hard.
They've got a great ball game going there. Hey, we've got a contest here, John. This is a 7-point ball game. Wenzel's starting to get hot from 3 here. I've got him, I think, with 6 3-pointers now in the ball game this morning. All right. Obviously, slowing things down now will be the Indians with a 7-point lead, 2.5 minutes to go. The ball is loose and stolen, and they get it right back. Bulldogs had an opportunity there. Here's a 3 from the top of the key, up and good. Boy, seems like they've got an answer whenever they need one. This Indian team, another 3, puts the lead back to 10, and now we're down to 2:10 to play with a 10-point ball game. Keeling tried to go with a bounce pass in the corner looking for Levine. The ball was kicked out of bounds by Eaton Kane. Be sure to stay tuned for our post-game show this afternoon. We want to update you on all the individual scoring and individual numbers from this basketball game. That'll be part of our post-game wrap-up today as we also wrap up another season of high school basketball here on Sunny. Wenzel with the basketball needs help. Comes to the near side to Creighton Keeling. Keeling picks up his dribble. Going to give it to Wenzel. Wenzel works around the right side. A lot of time going off the clock here, John. Now the ball tipped away from Wenzel, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Indians.
Well, I think, yep, Kane picks up his fourth legitimately this time. Team foul number three of the quarter.
Clock down to a minute 44 to go in the ball game, though, and it's a 10-point lead for the Indians. Into forecourt. Keeling with the ball. Keeling, very patient here. Bulldogs taking an awful lot of time to get shots off, being down by 10 like they are. It's not able to get open. Wenzel's going to try another three off. No good. Keeling gets the rebound. Goes down hard. He may be injured. He could flip it out here to Levine. The official's going to stop the game for a moment. Keeling went down awfully hard on the floor. He just wants to check on him. Make sure he didn't hit his head. I think it all was mostly on the elbow.
Elbow and hip.
Yeah. Keeling says, no, I'm all right. I'd still be laying there calling for a wrecker. The way he landed on the hip. It'll be Bulldogs basketball, 32 seconds on the shot clock. A minute 25 to go in the ball game. They are down by 10. Swanson inbounds it to Keeling. Keeling into forecourt. Auburn just taking a lot of time, John, getting a shot off here, being down by 10. That's because of the pressuring defense. Keeling just having trouble getting free from his man, guarded by Gilmore. Keeling now takes it in the paint, wants to go in for a layup. And a whistle and a foul. No, jump ball. I thought we either had a foul or a travel, but we have a held ball called.
He walked almost all the way across
yeah.
the highway.
Possession arrow stays with the Bulldogs, but we're down to just 68 seconds to go here, and Auburn down by 10. Inbounding, it'll be Creighton Keeling, left side baseline under his own basket. Keeling bounces it in, goes into Palmer, a foul on the inbound play.
That foul will go on Lincoln Gillen, his third. Team foul number four of the quarter.
Still 68 seconds to go here, but a 10-point lead for the Indians. Keeling gets it in to Wenzel. Wenzel wants to get free. Can't get the shot off. Has to go across with it. To Levine, back to Wenzel. Wenzel pulls up for another three. This one doesn't go. Uh-oh, fast break the other direction. Gilman in behind the coverage. Swanson there with him. Shot is up and good. Gillen gets the lay-in. He's got 16 down to 45 seconds. It's a 12-point ball game. At the other end, Wenzel has the ball stolen away with the steal. Coming up is Gilmore. Gilmore into forecourt. Guarded by Swanson. Swanson put a stop to that. Back up and comes to Sawyer Smith. Smith with the basketball. Guarded by Keeling.
And a foul now on Creighton Keeling with a reach in. That'll be his third and the second foul of the quarter on the Bulldogs.
Indian fans coming to their feet in front of our broadcast table. Timeout taken on the floor. 61-49, your score, 12-point lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Nebraska at highschoolofficials.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here at Lincoln Northeast High School. Kirk Kilman, our producer engineer. 29.4 seconds to go in the game. 12-point lead now for Ogallala. They have the basketball. They'll lob pass in. Comes into Fanning, who's in the ball game. No check it. That's Smith again. Smith at the top of the key. Goes out to the left wing with it. Out to Gilmore. They're just trying to run out the clock here. 18 seconds, 17 seconds. Shot clock is off. Not much point in the Bulldogs fouling here. They give it up to Smith. Auburn's just going to let him dribble it out. Smith holds the basketball. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Your final score this morning will be the Ogallala Indians 61 and the Auburn Bulldogs 49. 61-49 is your final here at Lincoln Northeast. Stay with us. We'll be back for a post-game wrap-up. Look at all the individual numbers. That'll be coming up after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When healthcare goes beyond expectations, people get better, faster. That's the goal behind quality healthcare. A nurse's compassion, a surgeon's skill, a committed support staff. Each caregiver excels in what they do and what they deliver. Going beyond standard procedures, bringing a higher level of healthcare. Quality.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Nemaha County Hospital is proud to congratulate its CEO, Marty Fadig, on being named one of Becker's 2025 Critical Access Hospital Presidents at CEOs to Know. This national recognition highlights rural health leaders who demonstrate strong vision, dedication to patient care, and excellence in strengthening local health care services. With more than two decades of leadership at Nemaha County Hospital, Marty's commitment to quality, community, and innovation has helped ensure patients receive quality care every time.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you. Just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Lincoln Northeast High School, where the Auburn Bulldogs have fallen to the Ogallala Indians by a final score of 61-49 is your final. Time now to take a look at our post-game scoring wrap presented by our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Here with a look at the numbers is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. For the Bulldogs today, they are led by senior Brent Wendley at 23 in the ballgame. He had 19 of those in the second half and 11 in the fourth quarter for the Bulldogs. He finishes with 23. Creighton Keeling ends up with 11 in the game today and 9 for Ryan Gunther, where he fouled out with 4 minutes and 2 seconds to go in the ballgame. Carson Levine had 3 and 3 for Graham Palmer. The Bulldogs 5 for 9 at the free throw line in the ballgame, and they didn't shoot a free throw in the entire second half of today's action. For Ogallala, they are led by Sawyer Smith, who had 18 today. Lincoln Gillen had 16, 15 for Eden Kane, 9 for Ryan Gilmore in the contest, and 2 more for Tanner DeCastro. They hit 8 out of 10 in the free throw line. They are 27-1 on the year. Auburn finished the year 25 wins and 3 losses.
John, 25-3. You heard Coach there in the pregame show saying, if you'd have told me I could go into the semifinals 25-1 of the state tournament, I'll take that every day. And you can't blame him. I mean, that's another outstanding season. And, you know, you think about the Jim Weeks era at Auburn High School. He's been here, what, 7 out of 8 seasons, I think, now to the state tournament. Just kind of becomes an annual thing. Last year when they didn't make it, well, it just didn't seem right.
Right.
Not to be here. But another outstanding season. And you heard him talk about his three seniors, Brenton Wenzel and, of course, Creighton Keeling. Also, I missed him. Carson Levine. Those three kids, what they've been and meant for this program over the last few years. But you know what? The future looks pretty bright. You've got a couple of sophomores here that have been playing so well in Ryan Palmer and Ryan Gunther. And the sixth man off the bench, another sophomore, Blake Swanson. Those three are going to be a pretty good core to build on for next year's basketball team.
Oh, it sure will. And always get something in the closet at Auburn for the future.
John, as we wrap up our final broadcast of this basketball season, I don't know, I lost track here. I've been somewhere in the 50s. I've worked with the others. somewhere in the area of 70 or 80 basketball games we brought your way. And always look forward when the season starts, we get into it, and then when we wrap it up here at the state tournament, I'm kind of ready to go to a track meet or two by now. So I want to, again, especially pass along our thanks to all of our sponsors. Without their support, these broadcasts would not be possible. We want to mention them again here for the state tournament. River Valley Memorials in Auburn, Meyer Arp Chevrolet, State Farm Insurance of Auburn and Tecumseh, that's Blaine Behrens, El Portel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City, the Auburn State Bank, Sack Lover in Auburn, as well as Community Medical Center of Fall City, Nemaha County Hospital, American Family Insurance, Brett Harson Agent, Auburn Insurance Services, and of course our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber, as well as our halftime sponsor, Highland Community College, as well as all the other folks that join us throughout the football and basketball season in helping to present these broadcasts. Without them, we couldn't be here.
No, certainly not.
We also have to mention our board operators back at the Sunny 101.3 studios, Ray Penny, Kirk Kilman, done a lot of the ball games with us. He's with us again today. MJ Evans, and of course Aaron Wisdom with our games that we work on KTNC. Again, without them pushing all the right buttons, John and I are wasting our time out here.
And Seth.
Yeah, yesterday Seth Tollefson even got in on the act with it.
And so, also Cody Schwong, right, helping out.
Yeah, we've had several, and Dylan Henricks in this year. I tell you, our sports family has grown here. We've got a few more sports voices. I don't plan to be around for football next fall. Maybe in a pinch hitting or something if you need a hand, but I'm looking forward to next basketball season. John, hope to be back again.
Well, it should be fun. We'll see what the fall brings.
I want to thank you and Justin Fluke and all the folks at MSC Sports at the network for the opportunity we've had here again for another season. Sure had a good time.
Yep, another fun year.
All right.
Comes on in.
Yep. Well, that's going to wrap it up for our live coverage of the state basketball tournament from here in Lincoln. For John Nixon and Kirk Kilman, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Katula. We leave you with the final score, the Ogallala Indians 61 and the Auburn Bulldogs 49. Have a good day, everyone, and thanks for listening to State Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.